apologize to everyone for the tardiness on my part, and thank you for coming out. We want to go ahead and start the meeting. Everyone has a copy of the agenda, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. And thank you, Dennis, for reaching out to me. Ellen, could we go ahead and start the meeting with the roll call? Well, yeah, let's start with the roll call because I am running late.
Anita, Irene Ashley.
Present.
Present.
Y'all? Does anyone see y'all? Thomas Blanton. Karen Briggs. Verna Avery Brown.
Present.
Wayne Bruce.
Here. Present.
Bill Curtis.
Here.
Violetta.
Here.
Vanessa. Okay, Vicky. Vicky. Wanda.
I'm here.
Sue Goodwin. Sue. Donna. And she had called. She sent an email for an excused absence.
Okay, thank you.
And Karen Briggs, I mean, not Karen Briggs, but Sarah Brown.
Okay, right. Yeah, I saw Sarah.
Excused.
And I think,
Mal
did we
Harrison.
Also get something from Adele?
Yeah, I have hers, too. Kamal?
Here.
Julie?
Here.
Arthur?
Hi, Ellen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Patrick also is excused. Lucy Murphy? Lucy Murphy? Ron Pitchback? Ron Pinchback. Oh, wait a minute. I see him. He was on.
Ron, we can't hear you.
Can't hear you, Ron.
He's on.
I see him. I'll put him. Okay. Eric Raymond. Eric. Minerva.
Present.
Here. Okay, and Dennis Williams.
I'm here.
Okay.
Eric Ramey is also here. Eric Ramey is also here.
Okay. Has Vicky, is she there? Vicky? Okay.
Hi,
Vanessa.
This is Jerry joining.
Vanessa? I don't see Vanessa. Karen Briggs? Karen Briggs?
Okay, Karen is trying to get in now.
Thomas Blanton. Yao. Okay, so far, Yao, I haven't heard anything from him.
Here's Vanessa.
Okay, thank you. Yao, I haven't heard anything from Thomas Blanton, Vicky, and Sue Goodwin.
I'm here. Sue
Thomas
is here.
Thomas Blanton is waving in the window.
Okay. Thank you, Katia.
Thomas Blanton is here. He's waving.
Okay.
Excuse me just a moment, Ellen. Kamal, did you start the meeting?
No, I did not.
Okay. Who started the meeting? Because I didn't come in as host. We need to make sure that people can come in out of the waiting.
I think I did, Minerva. I just tried I did before. And yeah, I'm admitting people as I see them.
Thank you.
And it all has
Thank
already
you.
Started recording.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So then, and Vicky and Lucy Murphy, three people with no, we haven't heard anything from. If they do come in, will someone let me know, please?
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the roll call.
This is Ron. I'm trying to say it here.
I'm sorry. Who was that, please?
That's Ron Pinchback.
Okay, Ron. What did you say? I can't make out what you're saying. Do you want to put that in chat?
He's saying he's here.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And Thomas Blanton, Thomas, you want to try to say something? He said he might need, okay, I see your hand. May I get a sound check? Okay. Let's see here.
Karen and Vanessa are now in the room. Sorry, Minerva.
All right. Thank you. Karen and Vanessa. Okay. And Ellen, you said that Lucy and Vicky and Yao? Is that correct, Ellen? Okay. I need approval of the agenda and the minutes. The agenda, it's changed up because tonight we've invited the individuals who are candidates for the LSB, whether they're staff or listener, to come and participate in our community comments area to at least take up 90 seconds and provide of each one would, which would allow them to introduce themselves so that the community will be able to hear them. And if they have a visual, then we would be able to see them as well. Let's see. There is a little bit of a change with the agenda, but do we have any questions about the agenda as it has been presented?
Yes, I do. So this this is Verna. I'm just curious about this impromptu candidates forum. Was that agreed upon?
That is not an actual candidates forum. That's the time that I'll use to explain what's taking place and why a date is being put forward for a candidates forum, Verna. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what's happening this evening?
Okay, I just shared it. During community comment, the candidates, whether they're listener or staff, have been given the opportunity to provide a 90-second speech or whatever you want to call it, identifying themselves to the community that's on the LSB meeting and also for the LSB board. So that's what's taking place tonight, and that's going to be part of community comment.
So now, why is that in community comment? That community comment, according to the bylaws, is for the community to comment, not for
and
to give statements, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, let me share with you, Verna, and we're not going to go into an argument about this. We'll just need to get the agenda through. This same information was shared with the NES, and there was no concerns there. And the reason that it's being done is there was a Pacifica forum for candidates. None of the LSB members, other than those who were candidates, none of the community took part in that activity. There were no links sent. The link was not advertised.
That's
this is a way because... May I continue?
Yes, you may.
Okay, and let me ask you to mute yourself, please. You asked for an explanation, and this is what I'm giving. Would someone please... No, we're not going
to
go through all of that. We're already late getting started.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so please mute yourself. Thank you. The so this was brought up because, number one, and the current information regarding the voting process shows that only 26 programmers have voted out of 101. For a station that has 5,000 members, only 198 had voted at the time that this information was sent out. I'm part of the election committee, and they ask us to come up with other ways that we might be able to reach out to the community to get them engaged into what is their part of being a member of WPFW, their ability to vote for candidates. So this is what's taking place. This was shared with the NES, no problem. And during candidates forum, these individuals are community, so they would have the opportunity to share with us. Okay? Now.
So do I get a chance to speak at this point, Ms. Madam Chair? Can I speak?
Or am I going to be censored? Go right ahead, Verna.
Okay, yeah. Because number one, you misstated that the candidates didn't participate in that Pacifica forum. That's absolutely not true. I heard that forum. There were a number of candidates participating. And the fact that we're using community comment time, which is designated in the bylaws for community comment for candidates, and not all the candidates were even informed about this.
Okay. Thank you, Verna. I have to correct you. I did not say that candidates were not invited. I said that LSB members did not get an invite and that the community did not get an invite, and it was not on WPFW's webpage. That was my statement. So, and I understand there were also some candidates who did attempt to dial into that forum, and they were not able to access it. So we can discuss this further later, but right now I would
need to discuss this now.
Wait, let me ask you something. Did I see a hand or did I just hear you? Okay. We're not going to spend the night on this. It's on the agenda. These people are set up and they are ready to do their part. So let me start with, I see Vanessa. Your hand's up, mate. Go ahead.
So in terms of the Pacifica-sponsored candidates forum, my understanding was that all of the candidates, we had to register for it. I and I know other people received an email from the National Election Supervisor to register. When we registered, then we got a link. And then based on that link, we were able to participate. So it was not my understanding that the entire LSB was going to receive it. I assume and believe and hope that it was posted on the website so that anybody who wanted to listen to the forum could do that. So that's my understanding of, that was my experience of how that process worked. In terms of the one tonight, I'm just finding out about it this afternoon when I got the email from you. I like the idea of having something more for our listeners so that they can hear the candidates. But, I agree with Verna, in terms of, I'm not sure of the, that it's okay for the bylaws to use community comment time, and especially on such short notice. And it's also not clear that all the candidates, since it's for listeners and, staff candidates, are even aware of it.
Thank you. Now, let me respond to you. The, again, the information that was sent out was also sent to the NES. There was no issues. Now, I did get a message from the NES today that there were there was an individual who said they had not been notified. I asked who. I didn't get any information, but I did advise, even when I sent the request out or the invite out, it stated the night of the meeting, there will be a link sent. So that link was sent. The NES was copied. So that was done. Now, let's go back to your previous. The candidate form for Pacifica, with me being on the election committee, as you are, Vanessa, it was stated that, yes, that was something that Pacifica would be setting up, but they wanted the community engaged. I will say, and I don't have to do a screenshot, but if you go on and look, or if you had gone on and looked for August 28th, there was no listing of a Pacifica candidate form on WPFW's website. Whoever was supposed to put that on, I don't know. But it did not make it. Had it been shown there, then the LSB members and others would have dialed in, because we have other groups that did want to have questions, but that's not even taking place tonight. That's mainly to allow these individuals the opportunity to get their names out to the community. Now, I heard that there was one person who called in. It was not said that it was a community person or whomever it was, but that was the only question that came. And I did also hear, and I understand a complaint has been filed, that there were individuals who were candidates who were not given access. So I'll go on, and let's see. I have Ron and I have Eric, and I have to tell you, Verna, we're not going to go back and forth. I need to move forward. And I will need a motion from someone to keep going. Let's see. Go ahead, Ron, with your comment.
Can you hear me?
No, we cannot. You're still breaking up.
Ron, you don't have a good connection. Okay.
Ron, go ahead, please.
My apologies. I'll do the best that I can. Several concerns. Lack of notification.
Okay.
Ron, can I do this?
Can I ask you just to put whatever you're going to say into the chat, and we'll have it there? I can't. I need to move on. Like I said, it's going on into the time, and we'll be at 8 o'clock.
Listen, I'm not responsible for this. Okay. If you can hear me and understand me, I'd like to go ahead and get to make my point.
All right. Please go ahead, Ron.
Thank you. Number one, I received a notice yesterday about this. All right, yesterday. Now, there is no mechanism to find out who received that notification and who didn't. People to come on air tonight to make their pitch is unfair to those who are not aware that this is even happening. And it's not because of anything they've done. It's because of the way this has been handled. So and point two, community comment is sacrosanct. That is, we have had this debate many times in the past about, you know, interrupting community comment time for LSB business. we talk about the business. Because the government is 10%. So we can't just willy-nilly say, okay, I'm going to inject a forum here. If you want to have a forum, then put it on the agenda with its own time frame. That's an issue. Every candidate took 90 seconds to help out community government. So I'm going to ask my board members to not support this, to just say, look, we got a forum coming up next week. Everybody's been notified. Probably noticed. Let them participate in that. But any candidate speaking out tonight, taking advantage of this, it's unfair to the candidates who aren't aware of this. Like I said, I just received a notice yesterday. And that notice was not clear at all. So.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
Put it on the agenda with its own separate
time frame. Thank you. All right. Let's see, Eric.
Madam Chair, are you able to hear me? Okay.
I can hear you.
It might be helpful and would probably resolve any and all issues if candidates spoke immediately following community comments. Would you be amenable to a motion to that effect?
That would be fine. I mean, it's the community comment portion of this. It starts at 8. So during that time frame, the candidates can speak. It's not to, and I will start it by asking if there are community members who oppose candidates being heard first. Okay. Mr. Tatum.
Good evening, everyone. The community comment, people of the community can say whatever they want as long as they don't break any of the rules of debate, such as name calling, curse words, different things like that. As long as they don't do that, you cannot tell them what they can say and what they can't say. And that's what it means. Now, lastly, this issue of whether this will be on the agenda or not will have to be voted on. And if the majority say that this can be on the agenda, then it will be. If the minority say that they do not want this on the agenda, then it won't be. So, Madam Chair, after these people make their comments, I think you should go to a vote. Eric Rainey's motion has not been seconded. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, before we move further, is there a second for Eric's motion?
Can Eric restate it? Oh, yeah.
Madam Chair, colleagues, I move that a segment be reserved immediately following community comments for candidates to speak.
Madam Chair?
Okay, is there a second for the motion?
I said
I have put forward the motion of my
own. Okay, I'm sorry. Who is it that said they second the motion?
This is Dennis.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Okay, so we have that motion, and let's see.
Motion.
I'm sorry, I who is speaking?
This is Ron. I have for the motion to
okay.
Community comment, and also to not allow it to happen tonight.
Ron, I need you to put it in the chat. I'm sorry, I can't make out what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Can anybody else pick up what I'm saying?
No.
No.
Barely. No.
Okay.
You're breaking up, Ron. Maybe you can move to another position.
Madam Chair, I have a point of order. There's a motion on the floor. It appears there's a motion on the floor, so that should preempt or preclude whatever Mr. Pandach is attempting at this time.
I think he's attempting to put forward a motion.
But there's a motion on the floor.
Okay, we have, is it related to this motion? There's already a motion on the floor.
He put his motion out prior to Eric's motion.
I'm sorry.
We could not understand him.
Okay, so if we weren't able to understand him. Okay, and I've asked several times if you'll put his motion in the chat, and that hasn't happened. Okay, so basically, at this time, we do have the motion from Eric that the candidate share their information following the community comment, and we do have a second. Is there any question regarding the motion that's on the floor? Mr. Tatum, is your hand up again?
Yes, it is. I wanted to just say that you're right that there's a motion on the floor. Unless Ron, he can't put a motion on the floor because it's already one on there. Now he can amend the one that's on there. But since you're unable to hear him, then Madam Chair, you cannot properly state what amendment he's trying to make unless he puts it in the chat.
And that's what I keep asking.
Okay, so move on.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you. Thomas Blackenton, I see your hands up. Go ahead, Thomas.
He's putting it in the chat.
Thomas Blanton, please go ahead. Thomas, you're muted. Okay.
Can I be heard now?
We hear you now, Thomas.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, great. Actually, when Ron was talking the very first time, he mentioned that people could have their debate, their points, in the next meeting. And I said, so moved, but no one read the chat, so it might be muted at this point. But if you go back on the chat, you'll see that I moved, and I couldn't get a second because nobody saw it.
I second that.
But...
I'm not I don't have a problem with Eric's motion if that's going to be on the floor, but I did move what Ron was saying.
Okay, and I'm not seeing anything in the chat, so
you don't see that?
No,
I'm sorry, Ron, no. Does anyone else see anything in the chat?
No, I do not. Maybe you direct message someone, but it's not in the chat for everybody to see. So that's a possibility.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
Let's move on.
Wanda, I see your hand. Is it up or? No. And you're muted if you're trying to speak.
Yes, it's time to,
Wanda has her hand up and she's not been called on.
Just called on Wanda.
Oh, okay.
I'm Wanda. There she is. Go ahead, Wanda, please.
Okay, my motion is up.
Go ahead, Wanda.
Good evening. I saw the email this morning. It had been sent to me Monday night, I think at like 11:52. So I didn't see it until this morning. The first thought that came to my mind was that people usually procrastinate to do certain things like voting, and that having an interruption in the agenda to have people speak seemed like, you know, maybe it was an overreaction to the point that people hadn't voted yet. The other thought in my mind was that it probably would not be fair to people who may not have seen the email and may not have been able to make it. And so it's unfair to them. And then another point I'd like to make is that we get a flood of emails, or so it seems that way to me, right before the meeting. So that really puts people at a disadvantage if they want to stay on top of things and participate. So, and the other thing is I endorse Ron's suggestion. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So let's go to the chat. And Ron's motion, my motion is not to allow any candidate to give talks tonight. And
I second that.
Thomas Blanton, you say that you second this information?
He kind of stretched it. His original motion was that people talk at the next meeting. He just said it that way. I don't have a problem with that.
And let me share with everyone, our next meeting is the second Wednesday in October. The closing of the voting is September the 30th.
I'm talking about the September 21st.
September 21st is a actual candidates forum.
Correct.
That is not, that's what it is. It's not a special meeting of the board.
Well, we're not asking for that. That's what I'm saying. This should be done during that forum. These folks need to perform.
Okay, why don't we've got a second to Ron's motion. Is there any questions or any comments? Okay, hearing none.
Julie.
Ellen?
Julie, I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry.
It's Julie. I'm
all
sorry.
Right, Julie,
I
please.
Really couldn't tell what Ron's motion was. I'm only on the telephone, and it's really incredibly difficult to hear him.
Okay. His motion was that my motion is not to allow any candidate to give talks tonight. That's Ron's motion. Okay. And it was Verna that seconded. Okay. And let's see here. Violet, I see your hand up.
Yeah, I just wanted a clarification from what you presented, Minerva. Were they supposed to talk or just introduce themselves?
They're just introducing themselves. They got all of 90 seconds. This is not a candidate forum.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So with that being said, Eric, I see your hand up.
Yeah, I just had a question. Yes, I think you asked it the word. My question is, what harm is done by candidates speaking?
Can I answer?
Unfair advantage.
Excuse me. And let me just share with everyone that, again, there was a Pacifica candidates forum And some people did not get to speak. They didn't get to share anything. There was, and we attempted to do one, which was listeners only at the library. And that was, and at that time we were told just for listeners, the staff, they vote among themselves. So, in going to election committee meetings, we're finding out that individuals were able to speak. So that's why this one is just a night for these individuals to introduce themselves, 90 seconds. They're not giving a full-blown speech, but at least they can share. And if there's a visual, you can see them. The actual forum would be on the 21st. Okay?
Question.
Did that answer your question, Violetta?
What?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to move forward with Ron's motion. Ellen, could you call the roll, please?
Oh, wait. My hand is up, Minerva.
Go ahead, Vanessa, and then we will begin to call the roll.
Okay. So I was going to ask Ron if he objected to candidates simply introducing themselves rather than engaging in any sort of debate. But then what Ron said next answered the question, and I agree with him. The whole point is that anybody who, even having the opportunity to introduce, for candidates to introduce themselves tonight, advantages those candidates over candidates who are unable to participate given the, although well-intentioned, but late notice about this opportunity. So I think that's the fundamental point, is those who have the opportunity to speak, whether it's speaking or engaging in a forum, any sort of debate, are still unfairly advantaged over those who don't have that opportunity. And it doesn't make up for the fact that at the Pacifica sponsored forum, somehow some candidates, were unable to participate in that. Doing this tonight doesn't make up for that. We simply need to do it in the proper way.
All right. And let me just share, and like I said, then we'll move to a vote. In talking to the NES, and that was today, because she said there were people, there was a person, she didn't say people, there was a person who had not received a notice. And she said, the thing that has to happen for tonight is that everybody is notified. We understand, and some people have said they're not going to be able to make it, but they will take part on the 21st. There is no debating going on. And NES is the National Election Supervisor. That would be Renee, and I don't remember her last name, but that's the individual, because she sent me an email right away because she got word from someone. She already knew what was taking place. She said, I understand that someone did not get the invite. I shared with her what was taking place and what was being done before the meeting. And she was also copied in this. So we're going to move ahead and take the vote. Ellen, would you go ahead and call the roll?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, what will the yes vote indicate? Or say no.
The yes vote will indicate those individuals who want to, the yes vote would indicate that we allow the information as presented that these individuals will be able to speak. A no vote would mean we would not allow the individuals to speak this evening. So yes, they can speak. No, they cannot speak. Okay? Are you ready, Ellen?
Dennis, isn't that backwards? I'm sorry. So, Madam Chair, didn't the parliamentarian say that we had to vote on the agenda?
Since this came up as, this has come up as a motion, and this is related to the agenda. So Ron has his motion, and Ellen, are you ready?
It's the point of information.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
The motion was not to allow So a yes vote would be no speakers. Isn't that correct?
The concern that Ron has is that he does not want the individuals to speak tonight.
Right. And that, so the motion was no speakers. So a yes vote would be no speakers.
All right. We'll go ahead and we'll put it in that lamplight. Those individuals voting yes are voting with the motion that the candidates cannot talk tonight, not even to introduce themselves. Those voting a no agree that we move forward and provide these individuals the time to speak. All right. Go ahead, Ellen, please.
Okay. Irene, yes or no?
No.
Y'all, has he come in yet? I don't see him.
No.
Thomas Blanton, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yes. Karen? Is she's there. Karen, yes or no? Karen? Do you see Karen? I don't. Karen?
She is in the room.
Okay. I will go to someone else and come back. Verna?
Yeah. Yes.
Wayne Bruce?
Yes.
Bill Curtis?
Abstain.
Violetta?
Known caller.
No.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Vicky? Did she come in yet? Anyone see Vicky? Did anyone see Vicky? Okay, that's wrong. Wanda?
Yes.
Sue?
Abstain.
Kamau?
Yes.
Julie?
No.
No? Julie, no?
Correct.
Okay. Arthur Hyland?
No.
Lucy Murphy, did she come in yet? I don't see her. Lucy Murphy? Ron Pinchback? Ron? What happened to Ron? 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 He's trying to speak. Ron, you're muted. Ron, you're muted. Ron, you want to put it in the chat? You can put yes or no in the chat. Ron, you're muted. Okay, now you're not muted, but.
Can yes? Madam Chair, can we possibly have the secretary come back to Mr. Pinchback and we can proceed?
Yes, please proceed.
Okay, I will. Eric?
No.
Minerva? Oh, wait a minute, Minerva, wait a minute. No. Dennis?
Dennis? Yes, yes.
Thank you. Ron?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Okay.
The host was muting me.
Who's what?
I'm just letting you know, the host was muting me. That's why I couldn't get through.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna leave that alone.
No, I wasn't.
I'm just telling what my computer just told me.
Please, y'all. Please. Okay. So the no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 5 no's. And yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses, and abstentions are 1, 2, 2 abstentions. And now, Minerva, what do you vote? Minerva?
I'm voting no.
Okay. So that makes 6 no's.
Hey, Mark. I'm on 2 Zoom. Right. Mom is trying to help me out.
All right. Thanks. So, and I need everyone please to mute unless you're Ellen speaking.
Okay.
All right.
So, Madam Chair, can you mute everyone?
Ellen. Okay. So
go right ahead, Ellen.
6 no's, 8 yeses, and 2 abstentions.
So, I counted 7 no's. How many people are here tonight?
There are 8 no's. I mean, there are 8 yeses, 6 no's. I counted 2 abstentions. I agree with Ellen.
I'll count again just to make sure. 1 no. 2 no.
No need. No need to waste. No need to waste it. No need to waste the time.
Okay. So that the LSB board members, a group have decided that these individuals should not be able to even share their information. Not a problem. We're going to move on because we do have another opportunity coming. And if there are some who dialed in early, I want to thank them for coming out tonight and joining us. Let's see. So the item of the candidate. So in essence, Eric, your motion, there would be no need for it since they voted not to include the candidates. But, well, again, the community comment is for the community to share whatever information they would like to share. So we're not going to discourage anyone that may want to say something, but basically the information was put out and offered to the individuals. Let's see. So did everyone have a chance to look at the minutes, and are there any corrections or changes? If not, we can accept the minutes as they've been presented.
Don't move.
I have a correction to the minutes. First, I'd like the record of the minutes to show that I was present during Irene Adams was present during the roll call. My name was omitted from the list. And I can share that as well. My name is not on the list as being here with the roll call, and it was.
I was making corrections to the absentee. I made the corrections, and that's what I was going to tell everyone. I made the corrections. And it's correct now, the roll call. So you are included.
Okay. I also like to
know. And Patrick Morrison was included because he wasn't on it.
Okay. Thank you. I would also like to point out the omission of the recommendations of the Community Advisory Board members We made three recommendations that evening, and they are not on the list here. I have to find them again to give them to you to add to the minutes, but we made three recommendations on that evening that went unresolved.
And you sent those recommendations to me, Irene?
Yes.
When? In an email?
Yes.
I'll have to check back. I'm sorry about that because I put your email in as a, did you check the, attachments?
I will double check it again and make sure that you get it
on there. Because any email you sent me, I added to it as an attachment.
Right, but this was for this.
But it's an attachment.
So that was for this meeting. That was for August meeting. And
August meeting. And
okay, all right. Yeah,
August meeting. I put it, if you sent it to me, it's in the attachment for the August meeting on the minutes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, okay. Hey, Eric, I see your hand up, and Thomas, I see your hand up. Eric. And is this, you're muted, Eric. Is this related to the minutes? You're still muted, Eric. Irene, are you co-host? Can you unmute Eric?
I don't even see Eric anymore. Where?
Okay, well, I see him. I see hand up and.
Oh, I see him.
And
I'm not muting anyone.
Oh,
I'm not.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Now I can, Eric. And again, my question was, is this related to the minute?
No, I'm afraid not. I didn't want to interrupt the proceedings if things were moving along. Oh. I either had a request for information or a point of order or a combination of the two. Well, not a combination.
Okay. Right now, we're doing the minutes. So.
Okay.
It's actually a point of order then, I'm afraid.
Okay. What's your point of order?
About the minutes? Could I just, the one thing about the minutes?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Like today, sometimes people get left off if I, am not told if they come in late to the meeting. So please, I just want to let you know to please let me know if y'all and Vicky and Lucy come into the meeting at some point, because that's how people get left off. Okay.
Thank you, Ellen. Okay. So the meeting, the minutes will stand, as presented with the corrections that have been noted. And, let's see. All right, go ahead, Eric.
I have a point of order, maybe a few seconds after the fact. We received apparently a directive from the National Election Supervisor on how to proceed. Therefore, that would preclude the possibility of that motion that was just voted on being before the board. I'm suggesting it was improperly brought before the board and improperly voted on.
Okay, Mr. Tatum, any comments on that one? Because again, you're right. She saw everything that was presented and said move forward as long as everyone was notified. So,
you have to, Madam Chair, you have to rule on the point of order.
Okay.
Whether it is well taken or not well taken. And once you make a ruling, if someone disagrees with your ruling, they can appeal. The appeal requires a second, and then a vote will be taken with the following frame. Shall the decision of the chair stand as the decision of the body? So, Madam Chair, at this point, you have to rule whether his point is well taken or not well taken.
Okay, thank you. Eric, what I would like to say at this time, based on the time that we have spent with this issue is that I'm not going to push this any further. As we can see, the way this vote went down, what would be the outcome? So we're just going to move forward. Those individuals that are here, if they say something, you know, community comment is just what it said for the community. Okay?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. So now the next order of business here is that we need to have nominations for a vice chair. I understand there were two names presented. One individual decided that she could not serve, another individual, and that was Adele Stand. Another individual, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, is a member of the PNB. And if she were to accept, then she would have had to resign from the PNB, and she chose to stay with the PNB. So at this time, do we have a nomination from the floor for someone to serve as vice chair?
Yes.
Mr. Tatum, I see your hand before we go further.
Yes, thank you, ma'am.
You have something, sir?
Yeah. I was looking over Article 7 of Pacifica Bylaws, and what I saw, and Madam Chair, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I saw that if you were an officer of the LSB, then you could not serve concurrently on the PNB. And to my knowledge, Vanessa is not an officer of the WPFW-LSB. The officers of the WPFW-LSB would be chair, vice chair, treasurer, and secretary. And she is none of those officers. So that is my interpretation. So I think that she would not be ineligible to serve as vice chair. However, I do think that if she becomes vice chair at some point in the future, she would have to step down. So that's my take, Madam Chair, but it is up to you. It's your ruling.
Okay, well, the individual had identified that she was with the PNB and wouldn't do the other, so we're just going to take nominations. If she's nominated, then we'll move there. But again, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got disconnected and had to sign back in, so I missed all except the last sentence of what you said. Yes, that is correct. I was nominated. I appreciate that very much. And chose to remain on the PNB. I would like to nominate Pat. I don't know if he's present tonight.
Patrick Morrison?
Yes.
He is not present. Am I correct, Ellen?
Yes, he's not present. He did contact me, so he is excused, but he's
okay.
Not present.
So, Chair, I'd like to ask Ellen a question. Ellen, he's not here. Pat is not here, but can he still be nominated?
Oh, yes, most okay. Definitely.
Okay, I'd like to nominate him.
Okay, thank you. And I can let him know, and then he can decide whether he will decline or...
We're going to be voting on this tonight, Ellen, so... That was let me say this. When we brought this up in the last meeting, it was stated that we do this using a system that is not where everyone is able to see votes of other individuals, but this is being done in front of the community. This came out in our last meeting. So therefore, if someone has a way to reach him and ask him, please do so. If not, we need to move forward.
Okay, Chair.
Well, he's in a very important meeting today about all of the wildfires, and that's
okay.
Why he's not here.
We don't want to get into his
personal
business. If someone sends him a text message or something, that's fine.
Chair, point
Vanessa,
of order.
Vanessa, what's your point of order?
Okay, so notwithstanding our intent to have the vote tonight. I think that, and the parliamentarian can correct me if I'm wrong, that according to Robert's rules, if you get more than one nomination, we need to vet that and then move on with the election. So I'm looking for either the parliamentarian or anyone else who knows. I think it would be unfair to the body for someone to be nominated and to be eliminated because they, due to a serious commitment, could not be here tonight.
All right. Thank you, Vanessa. Eric, I see your hand.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Hand down, Vanessa.
I have a point of order as well. An individual would have to actually accept the nomination for that, the process to proceed and have that individual included. I'd have Mr. Tatum correct me if I'm wrong on that. It cannot be nominated in an absentia.
You can be nominated in absentia. However, the election would not be final until the person consents to serve. And if that person is not here tonight, then you would not be able to finalize the election tonight. It would be based on what that person says at a future meeting or in between a meeting. They have to actually accept the nomination before you can finish the election.
Chair, point of information.
Go right ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so I have my question to the parliamentarian through you is whether the election can take place. Say Pat's nominated, someone else is nominated. Would it make sense to go ahead and have the election, but then, as you said, the results could not be finalized until we find out from Pat or whomever else may be absent whether they accept that nomination, or does it make more sense to simply find out first if the person accepts the nomination and then complete the election?
All right. Thank you. Mr. Tatum?
Yes. Madam Chair, you appropriately said to ask someone to call any nominees that are not here tonight. And
correct.
If you have success, then you would get that answer tonight. And then the election could be final. But if you do not get that answer before this meeting is over tonight, then the election cannot be final until that person responds to his or her nomination.
Okay, thank you. Bill, I thought you saw your hand up. Bill Curtis?
Yeah, I was just going to say that if a person is nominated, someone nominates whoever, they would need to verbally accept the nomination to be voted upon. Is that correct? I don't know the parliamentary procedures about all this. It just seems like common sense that if someone is nominating anybody, that person would have to be able to say yes.
That is correct.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And let me just share, I've been part of other groups and people have been able to send in, if they knew they were not going to be here or to a meeting, to say, if elected to or if nominated to, I will accept the position. So we are at a point right now. I have his name. Is there anyone else? Ron, I see your hand.
And Julie.
All right. Go ahead, Ron, please.
There you go. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
Okay. My question is this. Come up with a candidate tonight. I want to keep people's minds that in 3 months, we'll have to go through the process again.
Correct.
chair and the other officers will be selected for the next board. So, if what's the penalty that?
I can't understand anything he's saying, Chair.
All right. Ron has stated that, and he's right, in, let's see, in 3 months, we'll have to go through this process again. So whoever's going to be serving will serve only for 3 months, and then you do the election for chair and vice chair again. So right now, that's his statement. Am I correct, Ron?
Yes, and we have a chair at this time, and you know that you know if we can't find a candidate tonight, we've got 3 months to work.
All right, thank you, Eric.
Madam Chair,
to reach to the stack.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Julie.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Eric. Let me go to Julie. She hasn't spoke. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Bill Curtis as vice chair. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bill, if you're elected, would you accept the position?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So Bill is not going to do that. Thank you, Julie. All right. Vanessa, please.
Please what? What did I do?
Your hand's up.
Oh, it is. Oh, well, I was going to put it up. I didn't realize it was still. Okay. So am I being recognized to speak? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So am I being recognized?
Vanessa.
Okay. I would like to nominate Thomas Blanton.
Okay. Thank you. Thomas Blanton, would you accept the position?
Sure. Yes.
I second.
Okay. All right. So we have Thomas Blanton.
Positions don't need a second, Madam Chair.
Okay. So, Vanessa, is he replacing your Patrick nomination?
To simplify matters, yes.
Is there anyone else that would like to, are there any other nominations? Let's do it that way. Okay. So can I get a motion that the nominations be closed and we only one said individual, and if there's no one else that we allow Thomas in to assume that position?
So moved, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you. All right, so Thomas, you're the person, Vice Chair. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. I'm going to get each one of you who voted to do something.
Next order of business, let's see. The General Manager's Report. Jerry, are you still with us?
Chair, point of order, please.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Chair, it's 7:59.
Yeah, it is kind
okay.
of late.
It sure is. It's comment. Well, we're going into community comment. We have one.
That's right.
So,
I yield.
Jerry,
I yield
please.
To community comment, of course.
Okay, thank you. All right. So at this time,
Chair.
Do I see a hand up?
I'm sorry.
Do I see a hand up?
I'm putting it up now. Just a question.
All right. Go ahead, Ron.
Community comment. I just want to remind candidates that they can use that period because that's against the provisions.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay, Thank you, Eric. Point of order. Thank you, Ron. Let me just share with everyone, as has been stated, community comment is for the community to share with the board whatever they would like to share. As I have stated, the National Election Supervisor did not have a problem with individuals coming on if they want to say their name and whatever. We voted that they don't get 90 seconds to share anything, but if individuals want to share something, they can do that. So at this time, it's 8 o'clock, and I'm going to open this up for the community to please.
Respect the chair, Ron, please. Respect the chair, Ron, please.
Everyone else, please, hands down, this is community comment time, and it's 8:01.
Chair, so, point of order, please. Point of order.
It's 8:01. We're in community comment.
Point of order, Chair.
It's 8:01.
It's point of order, Chair.
Point of order. Hold on to your point of order till after the community speaks. Would you mute everyone, please, so the community can have their time to have their say?
Chair, you're undoing the vote of the body. You're undoing the vote of the body.